and welcome to episode 26 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on October 13th, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Happy fall from the Nightlight Stories household. Personally, this is my favorite time of year. The leaves turning bright reds, oranges, and yellows, the crisp, cool air, eating warm apple pie made with fresh-picked apples, and of course, watching football on Sundays. We also really enjoy decorating for the season with pumpkins, scarecrows, and skeletons. Some of the decorations we've been seeing around the mountain are a little bit spooky. Mr. Chris and I were talking about how the kids would see the haunted houses, and we wondered if they would be scared. Sometimes it's fun to be scared, and that's how the heebie-jeebies was born. Just a quick warning, this story is read by Mr. Chris in a deep, spooky voice, so if you scare easily, this might be a good one to skip. But if you're the type who enjoys feeling your pulse quicken when you get scared, then sit back, turn off the lights, gather around with people who make you feel safe, and as you listen to the story, ask yourself the following. What are some ways to stop yourself from getting the heebie-jeebies? Stay tuned after the story to hear about our Halloween contest. You could enter to win something that will help you to keep the heebie-jeebies away.
The Heebie-Jeebies by Melissa and Chris Bouguet. It is late at night and you are in your bed. You clutch your blanket tightly and pull it close to your chin. You hear a sound coming somewhere from your room. Was it under your bed? Was it in your closet? You are almost sure it is just a branch scratching the window. You close your eyes and tell yourself there is nothing to fear, even though you feel the tingle of the heebie-jeebies drawing near. Earlier in the night, you begged your daddy for a spooky story about a ghost in an old mansion high on a hill. It seemed like a silly tale while he told it, but now the dancing darkness in your room is playing with your mind. You open your mouth to yell for help, but no sound comes out. You lost your voice, and where did it go? Only the heebie-jeebies really know. You remember your flashlight is at the end of your bed. You will have to come out from the protection of your covers to reach it. You weigh out the risks. You are safe for now, but would you be safer with some illumination? Or will the light just reveal what could be hiding in the shadows? Trying to decide, you feel cursed. Will the heebie-jeebies get you first? Trick-or-treating seemed harmless at the time. You knew they were just kids behind the scary masks. But now, laying here alone, you are not so sure. The pumpkin heads, yellow eyes, and skeleton grins shake your confidence. Counting sheep will help you drift off, but suddenly there are werewolves chasing the flock. You tell yourself that everything is fine, but the heebie-jeebies crawl up your spine. You hear your heart pounding in your chest like it is running a race. You remember being scared before, and your parents have told you what to do. Your eyes close and you search your memory. You take a deep breath, count to 10, and you picture the smiling faces of your family. A calm comes over your body and puts your soul at ease. The heebie-jeebies were on the prowl, but you kept them at bay. You are safe at last and fast asleep until the next Halloween day.
We hope you enjoyed the story. So, a way the Nightlight Stories household keeps the heebie-jeebies at bay is by listening to some positive, fun, and creative music while having a dance party in our well-lit kitchen. We slip and slide all around the floor and create all sorts of crazy dance moves. You should see Mr. Chris go. So since this works for us, we thought it could work for you too. We just so happened to have a really upbeat CD to give away. The CD is of one of our favorite children music bands, the Imagination Movers. We wanted to give you a chance to win an autographed copy of their newest CD in a big warehouse. To enter, first visit the Imagination Movers website at www.imaginationmovers.com and explore all around. Dance to some songs, check out the pictures, play a few games, and read their bios. Then, come back to the Nightlight Stories website and leave a comment about what you found most interesting, fun, or inviting about this intriguing foursome. You can also leave us a comment on the Facebook fan page, Twitter us at nightlight08, or email us at nightlightstories@gmail.com. The contest will run until October 31st at midnight. If you don't win, no problem. On the sidebar of the Nightlight Stories website, there is a link to the Imagination Movers store. If you buy a CD and put Nightlight Stories in the headline when checking out, the Movers will sign their names on the CD for you. Before we go, we would like to send out bright birthday wishes to Nana D from Massachusetts, Corey M from New Hampshire, Aunt Sue of New York, Aunt Kathleen of Valencia, Spain, and JJ. Happy Halloween from Nightlight Stories. As always, we look forward to the many scary stories we can share together.